chapter 24, if you would. Luke chapter 24. We'll read some verses from here, and then I'll preach from the Old Testament. Amen. I was just kidding about that, but you ever sat down? I've sat before, and a preacher would read a text, and he never mentioned it again the rest of the night. And always wondered about that, but we'll try not to do that, okay? We'll try not to do that. So Luke chapter 24, Brother Mudd says I need to announce what page it's on because he has an old Scofield Bible. So if it's you got one of those, it's page 1112, all right? And so Luke chapter 24, if you would. I want you to drop down to verse 46, and let me just kind of set where we are in the scripture here. This is after the resurrection, and the Lord, the disciples were in a room, and up in verse 36, and as they thus spake, Jesus himself stood in the midst of them and saith unto them, peace be unto you. I love the next verse, but they were terrified. Scared the fire out of them when he showed up, all right? But he did calm them down, all right? He was able to do that and talk with them. But if you drop on down to verse 46, and said unto them, thus it is written, and thus it behooved Christ to suffer and to rise from the dead the third day, and that repentance and remission of sins should be preached in his name among all nations, beginning at Jerusalem. And ye are witnesses of these things, and behold, I send the promise of my Father upon you. But tarry ye in the city of Jerusalem until ye be endued with power from on high. And he led them out as far as to Bethany, and he lifted up his hands and blessed them. And it came to pass while he blessed them, he was parted from them and carried up into heaven. And they worshipped him and returned to Jerusalem with great joy, and were continually in the temple praising and blessing God. Amen. Now, I want you to back up to verse 47 and look with me, if you will, at the last three words in that verse. That's going to be our text tonight. Those three words are beginning at Jerusalem. Amen. Beginning at Jerusalem. Everything that we're familiar with had a beginning. Everything. I mean, the only thing we even know about that had no beginning is God. He was just there in the beginning, all right? But everything else that we know anything about had a beginning. You know, whether it be an entity, an organization, or an individual, anybody or anything we can think about, they just actually had a beginning. They haven't been around forever. There's some things that we say, well, man, that's just been around forever. But we know it hadn't, all right? We know it hadn't. For instance, for those in Texas, there was a time when there was no Dr. Pepper. There was no Dr. Pepper. I mean, that was hard, I know, for people to conceive of. I've got some friends, man, they're going to be buried with a Dr. Pepper in their hand. I think they will need to be buried like that, okay? Then you talk to the younger generation of a time when there was no internet, no video games, no cell phones. They'll almost pass out, all right? Because they can't conceive of anything like that. And then you tell them, hey, wait a minute, I even remember when there was no remote control for the television. I've said many times, and when I was a kid, I was the remote control, all right? I was remote. My dad would say, he'd call my name, he'd say, come here and change the channel, all right? And but you know, can't conceive of those things. It's just some things we're used to. We get used to them, and we think, well, they've been here forever. But all of those things, they had a beginning, and all of them had a place in which they began. And a lot of what deals with Christianity, that beginning place was Jerusalem. It was Jerusalem. But the Bible says here to us in verse 47, and that repentance and remission of sins should be preached in his name among all nations, beginning at Jerusalem. Now, that does not mean you and I need to travel to Jerusalem before we start witnessing to anybody. That doesn't mean that everything we do, we've got to make a pilgrimage over there, all right? Christianity is not built that way. A lot of faiths, you know, a lot of religions, you got to make this pilgrimage. And the Muslim faith, they want you to make at least one pilgrimage to Mecca and take a chance of being trampled to death over there. Many of them are. But hey, we don't have to make a pilgrimage, all right? But the Bible tells us at beginning at Jerusalem. But I want you to see this. For me and you, this is our Jerusalem.
Yes, sir. Amen.
Okay? This is our Jerusalem right here, okay? It's right here. It's Haltom City. It's Watauga. It's Keller. It's Hearst. It's Fort Worth. It's right here. It's the area in which we live. How many of you live in Watauga? How many of you? You live in Watauga, all right? There's those living in Watauga. How many of you live in Haltom City? You live in Haltom City, all right? How many live in Fort Worth? Anybody live in Fort Worth? All right, some live in Fort Worth. Okay, does anybody live in Hearst? All right, y'all live in Hearst, all right? Northwestern Hills, anybody live in North? All right, see? Hey, we've got people from everywhere just flocking in, all right? That's not very far, though, all right? Not very far. You don't have to go very far. But that is, I just want you to see it, that is our Jerusalem, okay? That is our Jerusalem. Now, beginning at Jerusalem, you with me? Beginning at Jerusalem. Now, I just want you to stay with me for a few minutes tonight as we look in the New Testament for a little bit at what is to begin at Jerusalem, okay? Exactly what is it, all right? Because each one of us have a responsibility that begins at Jerusalem.
Yes,
all right, let's go to John. John chapter 4. John chapter 4, if you will. The Bible tells us there's something that ought to happen there at Jerusalem, okay? John chapter 4, look down, if you will, verse 20. All right, our fathers worshipped in this mountain, and ye say that in Jerusalem is the place where men ought to worship. Where Jerusalem is the place where men ought to worship. Hey, listen, our worship is here.
Amen.
Our worship is here. Our worship is here. I forgot when I was running the gauntlet, we got folks that live in Grand Prairie, okay? Forgot to give them a chance to raise their hand. They're offended and probably won't come back. I'm sorry for that, okay? But our Jerusalem is here. We're to worship here. We're to worship in this area. Why? We're local church.
Amen.
We're local church believers. We believe in that. Hey, we don't believe in the universal invisible church.
No,
we don't believe that. Hey, neither do we. It's not the church of the air, okay? There was somebody on radio, and they talked about being the church of the air. Now, there's not a church of the air, okay? Anything that's floating along out there. It's not our congregation in the mystical manifestation, all right? We're a local church. We're a local church. We meet together. We come together in a spot, in a place, all right? We physically show up. The Bible says we're to forsake not the assembling of ourselves together. That means we are to get together. We're to meet in person, if at all possible. We're to meet in person. Now, I am thankful for what we're able to do as far as sending out over YouTube and live streaming the services. I'm glad most of the time that we can do that. The only time I'm not is when I talk to members that are not coming, and the truth is they're just too lazy to get up, get dressed, and come. They're laying at home watching TV, all right? Now, I'm glad they're doing that. But I tell you, you miss something if you don't gather together, okay? You just miss something. I'm glad it's there. I'm glad it's available, okay? But man, we're local church people. We believe in gathering together. It's the local church God instituted when he was here on the earth. The Lord Jesus Christ, when he was here, let me just say it. The church didn't start at Pentecost. The church was already going it before Pentecost. That's why the Bible tells us there were added to the church that many, but it was already going. You can't add to something that's not already there, all right? You just can't do it. Now, I just want to point that out. The Lord started the church. He was here. He took the material, the individuals baptized by John the Baptist, and he organized them into a church. He started the first New Testament church. And it was here, it was local, it was visible. They met there in the city. Hey, it is the launching pad for all the ministries that are to go out under Christianity.
Yes, sir.
We don't believe in para-church organizations, okay?
Nope.
You say, what do you mean? We believe everything ought to be done and instituted with the local church, all right?
Amen.
We believe it ought to come through and in the local church. I just want to tell you, there'd be no foreign missions if there was no local church. There'd be no foreign mission. I put this week, matter of fact, this morning, I put out 10 new mission letters in the back, in the foyer. 10 new letters put out that we've got this last week from missionaries. Hey, we wouldn't be supporting them if there was no local church. Just wouldn't be doing it. There would be nothing. We're to be faithful to meet. We're to be faithful to worship at Jerusalem, our Jerusalem, in that local church. We're to be faithful to support that local church with our tithes and our offerings.
Amen.
We're part of it. Hey, well, it is this. Now, I said all the ministries come from a local church. We send out missionaries. They're sent from a local church.
Right.
They're sent from a local church. Brother Mahaney and his family on the field in South Korea sent through this church.
Right.
All right? Sent by us. We sent them out. We commissioned them. Sent them out of a local church, all right? We believe in that. We believe in doing that. You can't support, okay? You can't support missionaries if there's no local entity in our Jerusalem to gather together and send that support.
Right.
There has to be a place where that's done, all right? There has to be a place. We can't support them without that local church. We can't send them from an invisible location, all right?
Amen.
We don't do that. I don't know how many of y'all heard this. Probably most of you didn't, but it's just accidental that I heard it. There's a football team, a high school football team playing, then there's no high school.
Right.
But there's a high school football team, but there's no high school, all right? And there's been controversy and everything came up over that because there's the team, you know, and they're playing in high school, but come to find out there is no school associated with that team, all right? You said, what is it? I don't know, man. I don't know. I don't know how that even got going. But I'm telling you, when it comes to Christianity, when it comes to the things of the Lord in the New Testament day, everything's through a New Testament local church. Hey, Bible colleges wouldn't exist where there are no local churches. It's a local church entity. All right? God chose to use a local church. The Bible says we're to worship there.
Amen.
We're to worship there. We're beginning at Jerusalem. All right? Beginning at Jerusalem. We don't believe in joining the church 5,000 miles away. All right? And tuning in on the radio or TV. We believe in a local church.
Right.
We believe in a local church. So we worship there. But I want you to go to Romans chapter 15, would you? Romans chapter 15. There's something else that we do beginning at Jerusalem, okay? Beginning at Jerusalem. Romans chapter 15, drop down, if you will, to verse 25. Here's the Apostle Paul. The Apostle Paul's writing to the church at Rome, but I want you to notice what he says to them. He said, but now I go unto Jerusalem to minister unto the saints. I go to Jerusalem to minister unto the saints. He said, I'm going there. There are some saints that are there, and I'm going to minister to those people. Now, don't get excited about that word minister, all right?
Amen.
I know nowadays we think of the word minister. Oh, preacher. Well, preacher, I'm out. I'm not a man. Yeah, you are. You're not a preacher, but you are the minister, okay? That word minister just means to serve. Just means to serve. That is what we're to do. Now, Paul said, I'm going to Jerusalem to minister. Can I say this to you? Our ministering to the saints starts right here.
Amen.
Our ministering to the saints starts right here. There are saints here that need you to serve them. Now, maybe you're sitting there thinking, I'd rather them serve me. Well, but you're to be a servant, all right?
Amen.
You're to be a servant. You said, God never called me. Where have you been reading? What Bible you been reading?
Amen.
He did call you, all right? And he did call us to be servants. We're to be servants of God. We're to serve him. We minister through that local church. We minister to the saints, okay? We minister to the saints. I just want you to know there's tons of opportunities to minister to the saints. There are tons of opportunities. They get overlooked oftentimes. I just want to say this. Hey, there's nursing homes. We have folks in the nursing home. I want to tell you something. Now, I realize right now, today, it is difficult to get in a nursing home, all right? I understand that. It's difficult to get in and do it. But I'll tell you, before there was COVID, God's people weren't knocking the doors down to visit people in nursing homes. Just weren't doing it.
Nope.
We weren't doing it. But you can minister to those folks.
Yes,
you can minister to them. Hey, there's some there at home. They cannot get out because of physical reasons.
Amen.
They are limited physically. They're at home, but they're not able to get out. Getting out is very, very difficult for them, if at all possible. We can minister to them.
Right.
We can go to their house. We can knock on their door. We can bring a little fellowship by their place, all right? They need that. That is a good thing. Who isn't encouraged when somebody knocks on their door instead of just come by, I was thinking about you, wanted to come by and talk to you, maybe pray with you, and just have a little time fellowshipping with you. That'd be okay. Most people don't get mad at that, all right? Most people don't get mad. Most people don't get offended. Only one place that I ever go to, and I asked, we were out singing Christmas carols. And we went to this one particular house and knocked on the door, and there was a big group there, and knocked on the door, and the person came to the door, and we sang the first song, and I said, hey, we're just out, from the church singing Christmas carols. Won't know if we'd come by and sing a few songs. And that individual said, no. He said, preacher, what'd you do? I sang, we wish you a Merry Christmas, and we left. We never went back. They didn't want us to come. But most people don't mind that.
Amen.
Most people don't mind you coming by. Most people would enjoy a visit. They're not able to get out. You can minister to the saints beginning right here, okay? Beginning right here. You don't have to wait somewhere else, all right? Hey, some of them need service temporarily. Maybe they've had surgery. Maybe they've been injured and there's some temporary handicap. You can minister to them. You said, how? Cranking up the lawnmower and mowing their grass. Mowing their grass. You can minister to them, all right? Good thing to do, all right? Take a meal by their house. Take a meal by their house. Said, no, you just, maybe just struggling, having some difficulties. I know you're not starving to death, but just want to be a blessing. We'd just like to minister to you, all right? We'd like to do that. Some people, they're having a difficult time. You know what you could do? Maybe you get together two or three other people with you, and you go by and clean their house.
Yep.
What are we talking about, preacher? Ministering to people.
Amen.
Ministering to people. Looking for a need and then filling the need, all right? Just filling the need. Now, a lot of times we don't see the need.
Right.
Sometimes we don't see the need because we don't look. Now, that's a problem. That's a problem. We ought to look. Why? Because we want to be a minister. Remember what the Lord said, if you want to be great, if you want to be great in the kingdom of God, you know what you need to do? You need to be a servant.
Right.
You need to be a servant. Minister to people.
Amen.
Some people just need you to come by and sit and visit.
Right.
Minister to them. Just come by and show somebody you care about them.
Amen.
You care about them. We look around sometimes and we see people that are not there, or we see that they're not there. We don't see them not there, all right? But we look around and we say, man, so-and-so's not here. And many times people, you come to me and say, hey, preacher, what about brother so-and-so? What about Mrs. so-and-so? And I'll say something to you. Hey, you know what? You got a phone.
Right.
They got a phone.
Amen.
Call them up. Call them up. Hey, if you can't go by, go by if you can go by. But if you can't, call them up.
Amen.
Hey, just want to let you know, miss you. I love you. We miss you and serve.
Amen.
You know, that's a good thing to do.
Yes.
That's called ministering to the saints.
Amen.
Can I just say this to you? You know, if the Apostle Paul did it,
right,
shouldn't we think that's a pretty good example to follow?
Amen.
If he did that kind of thing, just here I am, I'll do whatever needs to be done. You say, well, it's not a widow. It doesn't have to be widows. But it's okay if it is. It doesn't have to be. But man, we ought to just look for people. Who has a need? Let me minister to that need. Let me try to do that. Let me try to be a help. Let me get involved as a servant. Where do we do that? Beginning right here at Jerusalem. The saints. The saints. Other Christians.
Amen.
What is it that you need? We can help. Hey, sometimes I tell you what, they just need to come somebody to sit with them. They're hurting. Maybe there's been a tragedy. Maybe there's been a death. They just need somebody to sit with them. Let you know I love you.
Amen.
I don't have any magic words to say, but I'm here because I love you.
Amen.
And I know you're hurting. Listen, minister to people. Why? Well, it's right here, Jerusalem. Right here. It begins right here. It begins right here. You know, a lot of people say, well, I do that, but I don't know anybody over yonder needs my help. Well, what about somebody right here? What about somebody right here? Years ago, Heidi's brother was injured in a car accident. It was in, September? And he was in the hospital until, I think, February, wasn't that right? And so he was injured in a car accident in September. He was in the hospital until February. His family was there. I mean, boy, there was, I don't know how many times the phone rang, preacher, could you come up here? They've said, if this doesn't work, he's going to die. And, I don't know how many times we were there with that kind of invitation, and we tried to go every day. But I tell you, First Baptist Church, Haltom City, fed those folks for months.
Amen.
Why? Because that's what we're supposed to do.
Right.
We're supposed to minister
right.
to people. We're supposed to minister to people. The saints. The saints. One other thing I want you to see, all right? Now, I'm going to be honest with you. Here's a place where really a lot of people mess up. And once we get there, some of you are going to kind of contract on me and go, I'm not going to listen. Acts chapter 5, would you turn there with me, all right? Because this is the one that maybe we need to emphasize the most and spend the most time with and dwell on it. But when we do, people begin to buck up a little bit, all right? People begin to back off. But I want you to notice, here we are in Acts chapter 5. We've had, it's really what's called the second persecution of the church. And they laid hands on Paul, not on Paul, he wasn't there. All right, but they laid hands on the believers that were witnessing. And verse 18 says they put them in the common prison. But the angel of the Lord by night opened the prison doors and brought them forth. And said, go stand and speak in the temple and to the people all the words of this life. So they did, all right? And now, then you get to verse 25. Then came one and told them, that's the high priest and his crowd, saying, behold, the men whom ye put in prison are standing in the temple and teaching the people.
Right.
Then went the captain with the officers and brought them without violence, for they feared the people lest they should have been stoned. And when they had brought them, they set them before the council, and the high priest asked them, saying, did not we straitly command you that ye should not teach in this name? And behold, here it is, ye have filled Jerusalem with your doctrine.
Amen.
Ye have filled Jerusalem with your doctrine. Hey, can I say this to you? That's what we're to do. Beginning at Jerusalem. We're to fill Jerusalem with our doctrine. You say, what doctrine's that? Well, it's Bible doctrine.
Amen.
It's Bible doctrine. That is what it is. Now, the Bible says filled. You fill Jerusalem. The Bible doesn't say we're to scatter it across Jerusalem. The Bible doesn't say we're to sow it here and there, but we are to fill Jerusalem with our doctrine. I mean, just everything we have. Fill it with doctrine from the Word of God. Not fill it with opinion. Not fill it with speculation or interpretation. Nope. Fill it with our doctrine. with the Bible doctrine, that's what we're going to do. Now, we're to do that. Now, how did they do it, okay? How did they do it? Acts chapter 5, look at verse 42. Here's how they did it, all right? And daily in the temple and in every house, they ceased not to teach and preach Jesus Christ. Hey, if we're going to fill our city, it means from house to house. House to house. Every house. Every place. By the way, don't skip the apartments. Don't skip the apartments. If we find somebody living in a tent somewhere, a homeless individual, don't skip them either. We're to fill Jerusalem with our doctrine, all right? Just give it everything we've got. He said, what does that mean? That means person-to-person witnessing. That's what it means, all right? That means reaching in your pocket and handing out tracts. That's what it means. Going from house to house, giving out Bible literature, giving out scripture portions. That's what we're doing. Hey, we're trying to flood this area with that. We've made up packets, and it's got John Romans in it. It's got tracts, got an information sheet. We'd like to fill Jerusalem with our doctrine, okay? Just pass them out. Just everywhere. Years ago at Terminal Baptist Church, Dad was pastor, and we had a goal to put John Romans in every house in that area. And to my knowledge, we did it, okay? I mean, people took streets and people took sections, and I was just a kid, and I volunteered to go and help somebody. And so we got involved, and we did it, man, up and down the streets, knocking on doors, handing out, we gave it. And if we found somebody that didn't have a Bible, we'd give them a Bible. But if they had something, we'd give them a John Romans, all right? Hey, filling Jerusalem with our doctrine. Filling Jerusalem with our doctrine. We ought to do that. We ought to be involved in that. It's person to person, all right? Now, who's going to do it? He said, well, I mean, a preacher asked Jerusalem, those disciples and apostles were there. That's not who did it. That's not. You said, how do you know it wasn't them? Because I read in Acts chapter 8. In Acts chapter 8, down in verse 4, the Bible says, therefore, they that were scattered abroad went everywhere preaching the word. Right. They that were scattered abroad. Now, if you study further, you'll find out the ones who weren't scattered was the apostles. Right. They pretty much were still in Jerusalem. They stayed there. But other believers, because of persecution, went everywhere. Went everywhere. And the Bible said they went everywhere preaching the word. Now, what were they doing? They take their doctrine. That's what they were doing. Hey, I don't know about you, but I'm not ashamed of our doctrine. I'm not ashamed of the fact we're Baptists. I'm not ashamed of the fact that we believe the Bible. I'm not ashamed of the fact that we believe the King James Bible to be the Word of God. Don't have any problem with that whatsoever. So I don't mind getting that out and putting that in the hand of people. You say, I am bashful. I don't know what to say. Let me just make it this easy. You have it in your hand. You walk up to somebody and you say, here. Most people will reach out and take it. If nothing else, and say, what do you say? I want to give you a gift from our church. Here you go. Look, anybody can do that. Anybody can do that. You don't have to be a genius. You don't have to be a Bible scholar. You don't have to be a Bible authority. But we're to be involved in that kind of work, all right? Just up and down the street, hang them on doorknobs, you know. Knock on the door. If you can talk to people, fine. If you can't talk to them, hang it on their door. But getting our doctrine everywhere. We ought to fill Jerusalem. Hey, look. People ought not to, after a few years, people ought not to say, I never heard of First Baptist Church, Haltom City.
Right.
They ought to at least heard of us.
Right.
I would rather a few of them say, I'm tired of them people knocking on my door,
amen,
than have people say, I never heard of them.
Amen.
I've never heard of them. Now, I try not to be obnoxious, okay? Try not to be obnoxious. But I knock on doors. Knocked on the door a few, right down here on Dunson. Knocked on the door, and a fellow came to the door, and it turned out I knew him. Years ago, he came to our Christian school, and I got to talking to him, and I think there's several guys living in that house together. You know, they were sharing the cost, and another one of them come to the door and said, what are you doing, man? I didn't see that note, no soliciting sign. The other one said, shut up, I know this guy, all right? You say, well, what about those listening signs? They don't bother me too much. They don't bother me too much. And I try to be kind. If somebody's upset, I leave. I'm not going to stand there and slap them in the face, all right? Not standing there to aggravate people and make them think Christians are obnoxious. But, man, I don't know how many times I've knocked on doors sometimes. I've knocked on door and there's no soliciting sign. And I would say, you know, I'm Marlon Mosley from First Baptist Haltom City. That sign there, does that mean you don't want me knocking on your door from a church? And I've had them come out and say, I didn't even know it was there. Didn't even know it was there.
Amen.
Hey, by the way, you ever go up to the house and you see a welcome sign?
Oh, yes. Amen.
Big welcome sign. I've seen them, floor mats, you know, doormats, welcome. Sign up here, welcome. I figure if I'm welcome, I ought to be able to knock on the door and talk to them, okay? And if they're rude to me, I'm going to say, man, I'm sorry, I misinterpreted. I thought that said welcome.
Amen.
You said, preacher, are you going to do it? You bet you I'm going to do it.
Yes.
Yeah, I'm going to do it. I'm going to be kind. I'm not going to be cruel. I'm not going to stick my tongue out after I say that. But I'm not afraid to talk to people, okay? I'm just saying you don't have to be afraid. We're to fill Jerusalem with our doctrine, okay? We're to fill Jerusalem with our doctrine. We cannot do that sitting here.
Amen.
We cannot do that sitting here. If all we do is just gather together on Sunday twice, and once on Wednesday, and meet and preach, and sing, that's not going to fill Jerusalem.
Amen.
We've got to personally get out and talk to people. We've got to personally get out and say, could I give you this tract? Would you take this as a gift from our church? And I want to fill Jerusalem with our doctrine.
Amen.
I want to fill Jerusalem with our doctrine. I think it's Acts chapter 1. Go to Acts chapter 1 with me, would you? Acts chapter 1, verse 8. This is another telling of what we read in Luke 24. But in verse 8 it says, but ye shall receive power after the Holy Ghost has come upon you, and ye shall be witnesses unto me, both in Korea and Brazil and down in Germany and Mexico. That's not what the Bible says. Notice it says in Jerusalem, both in Jerusalem and in all Judea and in Samaria and unto the uttermost part of the earth.
Right.
Hey, where to go? But it starts here.
Amen.
It starts here. I'll be honest with you. I would have never encouraged our church to send Brother Mahaney to South Korea as a missionary, had he not been faithful here to witness.
Right.
I don't believe somebody's going to go to a different country and do there what they won't do here.
Right.
That's just not going to happen.
Amen.
But we're to be witnesses in all those places, all right? Now, the stronger the base is here at home,
Amen.
The brighter the light and the farther the light can shine around the world.
Right.
But it's got to begin here. It's got to start here. And what we've got to do, first, we got to fill Jerusalem with our doctrine.
Right.
I'm afraid in our day we know more of what radical Muslims to believe
right.
than people around in this area know more about what they believe than they do what we believe.
Right.
Why? Because we've not filled Jerusalem with our doctrine. Now, they've broadcast the radical Muslim agenda somewhat. And then they've come on and apologized and tried to tell us, now, all Muslims don't believe that, and they're not all enemies. Look, not going there, but I'm telling you, we need to fill Jerusalem with our doctrine.
Amen.
We need to start right here. And I said it, and I'm going to say it again. The stronger the base is here at home, the brighter the light will shine around the world,
right.
and the farther it will shine.
Amen.
But it's got to have a strong base. It's got to be supported here. There's got to be a local church to do it. Years ago, I was at a church. I honestly do not remember where it was. But there was a sign, there was a banner on their front wall, and I've never forgotten it. And it was talking about being a missionary and taking care of our responsibility. And it said this, I'm going to tell you it was in Fort Worth, and it may have been in a church in Fort Worth. But it said up there, it said, in person, Fort Worth. In purse, the world. The world. But it's got to begin at Jerusalem.
Amen.
It's got to begin here. Hey, if it doesn't start here, we'll never send anybody over there.
Right.
It's beginning at Jerusalem. Folks, this is our Jerusalem. We worship here. We minister here. But we're to fill Jerusalem with our doctrine.
Amen.
We're to do it. We're to give it everything we've got. Look, I'm just saying to you, make it a part of your life. Make it a part of your life. You said, I'm not used to doing it. Well, make a new habit. Make a new habit. Grab you some tracks. Grab you some tracks. And just get used to the idea, if you're down at Walmart, you know, hey, read this when you get a chance to.
Yep.
Read this when you get a chance to. If you're at McDonald's at the window, all right, read this if you get a chance to, all right?
Right.
You're eating that stuff, it's going to put you in heaven sooner than you would have been. But, you know, hey, witness to them. Witness. Just give them a track. Give them a track. Hey, when you get a chance, read this. No matter where you are, what you're doing, pass them out. Pass them out. Everywhere you go, just, here it is. Would you read that if you get a chance? Now, most people will take them.
Amen.
Most people will take them. If we'll just work at it.
Right.
All right? If we'll just work at it. Even better, go talk to Brother Dunbar. And say, Brother Dunbar, give me a street. Give me a street. And an area, and we'll pass out these pamphlets. We'll pass out the little packets that we've got. They're very light.
Oh, yes.
Most of us could do with more exercise.
Amen.
You know, walking down the street and passing those out, putting them along. And I know everybody can't do it. I understand that.
Amen.
But most everybody can. Hey, if nothing else, you can do like my wife. She got packets from Brother Dunbar. Then she went and recruited two kids. All right, and so they're young and got all kinds of energy, and so we took them and drove them along down the street, and she drove them along, you know, and let them, kept an eye on them, and careful, stayed with them. Hey, it's amazing what you can do if you just try a little bit.
Right.
Just try a little bit. What are you saying, preacher? I'm saying we need to fill Jerusalem.
Right.
This is our Jerusalem.
Oh, yeah.
This is our Jerusalem. We're to do everything we can to maintain and build this base. Why? To keep the light burning. To keep the light burning strong.
Right.
To keep it shining a long ways. A long ways. During this COVID business. During this COVID business. I've talked to several missionaries. Missionaries talked about how they lost support during this time. Why? Because churches weren't meeting.
Right.
People quit giving.
Yep.
People didn't meet and they didn't give. Now, I'll tell you, I brag on First Baptist Church. I mean, in those few weeks where we didn't meet, y'all gave. You sent it in or you brought it by. And, boy, and it takes that because those missionaries over there, they depended on it, okay?
Amen.
They depended on it. We couldn't tell them, write them a letter and say, COVID, we're not getting any offerings, can't send you anything, all right? They're depending on it. Hey, we've got to keep it going. But a lot of churches, man, a lot of churches shrunk up and they cut their mission program. Missionaries were cut. Difficult times.
Amen.
Hey, we got to fill Jerusalem. We got to take care of beginning at Jerusalem.
Amen.
Beginning at Jerusalem. Would you bow your heads? Every head bowed, never eye closed. Let me ask you tonight. Now, wait a minute. I want to tell you, I'm not chewing you out. I'm not mad at you. Not one bit in the world. Really, what I'm here for is to encourage you. And I'm just asking, are you doing your part here in Jerusalem? Are you doing everything you can here in Jerusalem? We're prone to tick off what we can't do. I can't do this, can't do that. Okay, let's quit worrying about what you can't do. Are you doing what you can? Are you doing everything you can right here in Jerusalem? Hey, are you faithful to worship? Are you faithful to your local church? Are you faithful to minister to the saints here? Then are you doing your best to fill your Jerusalem with our doctrine? this Jerusalem right here, this surrounding area. To be honest, I consider our Jerusalem the metroplex.
Amen.
Are we doing our part to fill this area with our doctrine? Hey, if you're not, would you get serious about it and say, preacher, I'm going to get involved. I'll get involved. Things I can do. You do it. Maybe you need to come to the altar tonight. You need to ask God, Lord, would you show me what I can do? Would you show me what I can do? Our Heavenly Father, I pray now you'd help us. Help us to get the idea that we're to begin at Jerusalem. It's right here. This is our Jerusalem. We're to be involved. We're to be active right here. This is where it starts. We're to do our best to worship here. We're to do our best to minister to the saints here. But Lord, we're also to fill Jerusalem with our doctrine. Lord, would you help us to be conscientious about it? Would you help us to realize here's things I can do. I'm going to do everything I can. Now go with us tonight. Bring conviction where need be. In Jesus' name I pray. Amen. Would you stand?